Welcome to Holy Week Prayers for Thursday morning. I'm Jay Jansen. Before we pray together, I have a few instructions. I invite you to light a candle as a sign that God is present with us in spirit. Second, if you haven't already done so, I encourage you to create a family altar in your home for Holy Week. Pick a spot in your house where you can gather by yourself or with others, and there place a candle, a cross, and a bowl. This morning, be sure to have some water in your bowl. Next, feel free to pause the recording at any time, especially in those moments of listening silence. If you're with a group, you don't have to use the recording. You may have different people read different sections, or you may have a leader read the light print and have the group read together the text in bold print. Finally, where you see what looks like a plus sign, you may wish to make the sign of the cross. And now let's pray together. If you're following along with the printed liturgy that accompanies this recording, please read the text that is in bold print. The law of the Lord is perfect and revives the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure and gives wisdom to the innocent. The statutes of the Lord are just and rejoice the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear and gives light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean and endures forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, more than much fine gold, sweeter far than honey in the comb. By them also is your servant enlightened, and in keeping them there is great reward. Make me understand the way of your commandments, that I may meditate on your marvelous works. Let my soul rise up to meet you as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Father, just before the hour comes, that was set aside to glorify your Son, with the glory from before the world began, with the glory given to no other man. Protect the ones you've given me to love. I so desire that none of them be they've yet to understand the mystery, why the Son of God would wash another's feet. But this is not the same, it's a different thing altogether. This is not the same, it's another thing. Not for only those alone, but for those who follow after I'm gone. May they understand the love you have for me, as the kind of love that changes everything. They'll argue who will sit next to the throne, and I cringe to hear them say, "Thy kingdom come." They think they know what they're getting into, but we both know that they haven't got a clue. 'Cause this is not the same, it's a different thing. It's another thing altogether. This is love.
You have showed me great troubles and adversities, but you will restore my life and bring me up again from the deep places of the earth. Be pleased, O God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let those who seek my life be ashamed and altogether dismayed. Let those who take pleasure in my misfortune draw back and be disgraced. Let those who say to me, "Aha," and gloat over me, turn back, because they are ashamed. Let all who see you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation say forever, "Great is the Lord." But as for me, I am poor and needy. Come to me speedily, O God. You are my helper and my deliverer. O Lord, do not tarry. O God, be not far from me. Come quickly to help me, O my God.
After Jesus had finished speaking to his disciples, he looked up toward heaven and prayed, "Father, the time has come for you to bring glory to your Son, in order that he may bring glory to you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. And this is the real and eternal life, that they know you, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, as they pursue this life that you conferred as a gift through me, so that they can be one heart and mind as we are one heart and mind. Make them holy, consecrated with the truth. Your word is consecrating truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world."
Pause your playback device, and in the silence, be attentive to what God wishes to communicate to you. O God, be not far from me. Come quickly to help me, O my God. In the silence that follows, pause your playback device and dip your hands in the water. As you wipe your hands, think about the day ahead. How do you hope to serve others in love? Which people and situations in the world come to mind that need consecrating, the cleansing work of God's love, today? Lord Jesus Christ, you knelt to wash from our feet the dirt out of which you made us. Teach us to humbly serve one another, so that the world may know we are your disciples. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature, and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Lord God, whose blessed Son, our Savior, gave his body to be whipped and his face to be spit upon, look down, I pray, on all of us, your family for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was content to be betrayed and to be delivered into the hands of wicked men, and to suffer the torment of the cross. Give me the grace to accept joyfully the sufferings of the present time, confident of the glory that shall be revealed. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, my Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.